This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We have entered the period of the great mentioning. The names of vice presidential possibilities will be mentioned, coming and going from now until the Republican convention at the end of the summer.
We don't know that any of the names will become Mitt Romney's choice. The last two Republican choices, Dick Cheney and Sarah Palin, were both surprise picks.
But this is at the least a chance for Romney to build up his party's rising stars and also suggest what he stands for.
In Pennsylvania yesterday, Romney campaigned alongside one of the leading possibilities, Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
Romney himself isn't saying much about his decision to pick a vice president.
We really haven't had a discussion yet of putting together a list or of evaluating various candidates.
Maybe not, but just about everyone else in politics is having that discussion. The men, and they are all men at the moment, at the top of the VP speculation list, are asked about it a lot. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a favorite of the Tea Party and an early Romney supporter, sounds like he's ruled it out.
I don't think there's anybody, in America who would, necessarily think my personality is best suited to being number two.
When other shortlisters are asked about whether they'd accept the VP slot, most of them give some version of the following.
I'd cross that bridge when I got to it, if it ever came.
I'm going to let you experts pontificate about that. I'm not looking for...
I think there's a lot of good choices this time around.
Mitt Romney's going to make a great choice for vice president, and I know Mitt Romney's going to make a great president.
That last one is Marco Rubio himself, preceded by Ohio Senator Rob Portman, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, and House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. There's no formula for a VP pick. Some of the names floating around now might help Romney win an important state, like Ohio, or reach out to a key voting group, like Hispanics. But there is one bottom line.
My advice is, don't blow it.
That's Gary Bauer, social conservative leader and one-time Republican presidential candidate. Romney's working hard to win over the conservative activists who weren't with him in the primaries. He gave a big speech at the NRA this month, and he's scheduled to speak at Jerry Falwell's Liberty University next month. But there's been surprisingly little pressure on Romney to pick a recognized social conservative as vice president, a Rick Santorum or a Mike Huckabee, for example. Gary Bauer says that's because there's no one on Romney's shortlist that conservatives would reject.
I don't see anybody being mentioned who is wrong on the values issues, who's wrong on the need for a strong national defense, who is questionable on the size of government. I'll remind you that when McCain ran, there were some people being mentioned that were pro-choice. And there was a collective sigh of relief when he went with Sarah Palin. I don't see that now.
4 years ago, John McCain wanted to run with his friend Joe Lieberman, who, as Bauer points out, was pro-choice. The base wouldn't have it. McCain was also running behind Barack Obama at the time. In the HBO movie Game Change, the actor playing McCain's top strategist, Steve Schmidt, puts it to McCain this way.
We need to create a dynamic moment in this campaign, or we're dead.
You think she's that good?
She could be.
But as it turns out, Palin wasn't that good, as everyone, including the real Steve Schmidt, found out.
We were so desperate to come up with a way to win, and that led to the picking of Governor Palin. When you look at the Romney campaign right now, I think that the lessons from 2008 won't be lost on them. They'll run a very, very tight process, and the result will be, I'm sure, someone who is ready and universally recognized as ready to be commander-in-chief from day one.
And that's the most important thing about choosing a running mate, say veterans of the process. It's a mistake to overdo the political calculations. The most important qualification for a vice presidential candidate is a closet free of skeletons and the ability to do the job of president at a moment's notice. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.